Shir Ayin Hay in Gittin, Yutes Sivan Hay Tov Shalom Ates, June 14, 1979,
on Thursday. So, the more mentioned in the Ayin, that even though the Omer wrote Jesus' kindness as a law on the Shtar, after the Shtar had already been executed by the angel and bring to the mouth, so we are trying to get on when we all wrote on the same piece of paper. Who is the owner of the paper? The mouth. And who is the mischalic now? The owner. So it's not Zivra Machne. It's not Zivra Machne. So the answer is, since this is the halacha, the requirement of Zivra Machne, so the owner certainly, so the mouth is certainly service for a title, which is for two doors. So maybe here we should also say, since the getters were written on the paper of parchment belonging to the Baal, so even though originally belonged to the Isha, so the Isha certainly would transfer a title in the paper to the Baal. So the Mokka says, Dil Makabra Shahana Gurbak. Ella Mokka, Mokka Vayit. Koshulari, the Isha would say, Lidya Dekar Vashwakish, Yichayivani Lachmona Bishtah. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. If someone writes Chayvan Nachmon Dimishta. So at first the Gemara thought that it has reference to a case where Uri said to Shimon Chayvan Nachmon. So my asking, if you will of the Omer Atamei Dai, my time the Rish Lakish, read the Loi Omer Atamei Dai, my time the Rabbi Yechon. Now, if somebody makes a doy, even if they are able to hear that, but if he doesn't say Adonai Dai, so the one who is made there can say later on, Mishatani Boch. I was just teasing. But if he says, if Reuven says to Shimon, in the presence of Adi, I vow from you $1,000, Adonai Dai, that I owe him $1,000, then Shimon can collect it. And Rumi cannot say, I was just joking. Because a person doesn't make jokes like that when he says Atomic. But if he didn't say Atomic, he can say, I was joking. Now, so the Gemara and the Kashi. Here there is a Machlekin, you know, Michael Shlokish, if he says Chayon Machmona, we might ask to whether it's a good, whether it's Chayon. We might ask him, he lay me the lawyer on the Atomic guy. So my time the Rabbi Yechon is in Ischai. If the Omer Lachmona Bishtah, my time is in Ischai. Elo the Omer Lachola, Chayva the Lachmona Bishtah. So, Rav Nutam explains this Gemara, that even though at first the Gemara assumed that Chayva Shlokish and Rabbi Yechon have reference to a case of Idoye, where Ruben Bitiras Idoye said, I owe you $1,000. He's me. But in the Maskone, when the Gemara says, Elo the Omer Lachmona, so the Gemara changes, the Gemara applies the machlokes of Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish to the case of Mischayus. Now, how can one be Mischayus? If I don't owe anybody money, and I just say, I'm Mischayus myself, to you $1,000, I don't become a Kohen, he's going about me. So that's verbiage, that's nothing, he doesn't create any Mischayus. So one way of establishing Mischayus is through King and Sunnah. In other words, if Reuven wants to obligate himself to pay $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon gives his handkerchief, said to Reuven, and in return for this kelei, for this handkerchief, Reuven is mischayev himself to pay $1,000, then it becomes a real debt, a real debt. But there is another way. There is another way of establishing mischayev. Fushta. So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish. If someone invites in the shtar without a yechsin, it appears that from Tamshit is, if there are a yechsin, if he is mischayim himself, with shtar to pay $1,000 to Shimon, so then and the yechsin sign it, he tells the yechsin to sign it, and everybody agrees that it establishes real mischayim. But suppose he just wrote in with his Ksav Yodek, Chayvan Lachmon. So does it establish his Chayvan, or it doesn't establish his Chayvan? So Rabbi Yechon says, that if he writes in the Shtar with his Avode, Chai on the Chmone, so it establishes his Chaimes, Rishmonki says, he does not do so. This is Rabbi Tam's Pshat Gemara. But Rashi says that even the Maskon of the Gemara has reference to Ikeris, who are Biteras Idoi, he wrote, not Biteras his Chaimes, not that he intended to establish new Chaimes, but he Biteras Idoi, he wrote, Biksav Yodin, that is high. So Rabbi Yechanan says, if he's in Dresbaldi, Kimei Hindome. And the Shloki says, no, since he wasn't Machti Meidim on the Indoye, he just wrote Biksav Yodin. So he can say, Bishat Adiloch, I was teasing you, I was joking with you. I didn't mean it seriously. So Rashi says, the machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish is in regard to a case, where he just wrote Biksav Yodei and he was naysayer. This Shtari Doe Bifnei Elisir. So it appears, Rashi Mukhbetzes explains Rashi, that it appears from Rashi the Elisir of this, that if he wouldn't be naysayer Bifnei Elisir, he just would write with his handwriting, Harei Ani Meidavacho, Shimei, Shani Ruvei, Lovisi Nimcho, Elev Zeruz, and he wouldn't be made to this piece of paper, Bifnei Nimsire, then even Rabbi Yechanan would be made that he is Potter. In other words, because he could say, Mishatari. When does Rabbi Yechanan say, that he cannot say Mishat HaNipoch if he wrote Mishtar, Biksav Yodei. Only if he wrote Biksav Yodei, and was basically the same Shtar, the piece of paper between Messiah. But if he wasn't basically between Messiah, even Rabbi Yechon would be made there that he can say Mishat HaNipoch. Now, if he was Machdim in Messiah, then even Rishlokish would be made there. That he cannot say Mishat HaNipoch. So the Machleik with Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish is, well, he wrote Biksav Yodei Bidoi. And he was Meisav Bifnei Nisir. So Rabbi Yechon says, in view of the fact that he was Meisav Bifnei Nisir, wrote Biksav Yodei, so he cannot say Mishat HaNipoch. And Rishlokish says, he can say Mishat HaNipoch. Now, so then Rashi asks, but we have the Ferish and Emre, Heitzi of Ksav Yodei, is Gelibe of Mechosin Echeri, but Mechosin Echeri, if he can be Eve. So Rashi says, in Subes, there it means Heitzi of Ksav Yodei, Chsimaso. In other words, he wrote in the Shtar, and then beneath, he sang. So then, it certainly cannot say Mishat HaNipoch, even without the Gizem. So if there is Chsimaso, come and become our Loches, there are Rashi mentions. In other words, if he wrote, I am hired to you $100, I borrowed from you $100, and then he signed it, even though it's not been some names here, so everybody will be made there that he cannot say Mishat HaNipoch. If he just wrote with his handwriting, but he didn't sign it, and wasn't in some names here, so everybody is made there that he can say Mishat HaNipoch. When is there Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, if he wrote Biksav Yodei and didn't sign, and he was Meiseya Bifnei Nisir, and no way the Chsime, then according to Rabbi Yechon, he cannot say Mishat HaNipoch, he's Chai. According to Shlokish, he can say Mishat HaNipoch. Now the Shemuk Betzes explains that Sugi at great length, and the Shemuk Betzes points out that actually there are three Pshotim in that Sugi. One Pshat is Rabbi Tam's Pshat. Rabbi Tam says the Maschon of Gemara is that the Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish has reference to a case of Chayav Lechmon of Mishtar and Derech his Chayves. And the question is, if you can establish his Chayves through Ksav Yodei, maybe you can only establish his Chayves if you are Machti Meir Simen. But just Ksav Yodei, not. And then there is the Pshat of Teisves that follows Rashi's Pshat, except that where is Rashi? And then there is Rashi's Pshat. That in the Maskon of Gemara, the Machlokes of Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish is reference to Idoi. But according to Rashi, the Machlokes Between Rabbi Yechon case is in the case where he was case in the Ksav Yodei and didn't sign it, this Ksav Yodei, and then Mace of the Misirah, but if he wouldn't be Mace of the Misirah, then Rabbi Yechon would agree that he can say Mishakam and Mokhi Batai. Tetzves, she did not run it down. He follows Rashi's Pshat. But where is Rashi's Pshat? According to Rashi's Pshat, Rabbi Yechon is a reference to the case where he was case in the Ksav Yodei, and was Mace of the Misirah. So, Tesis, according to Tesis, Jati, if he was Mace of the Misirah, then he certainly cannot say Mishach HaMikoch, even according to Mishlokish, even without Tzavyot, because a Misirah is a real star, is a real star. But the Machlekin between Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish has referenced the case, where his case is, the Tzavyot Eir was not Mace of the Misirah, and not Chelsin Tzavyot, the Chsimas Yodah. So then Rabbi Yechon says, he cannot say Mishat HaMikoch, and Rabbi Shloki says, he can say Mishat HaMikoch. So these are the three pshotim that the Gemara says. All right, question of me. The Rabbi Shana is for Rabbi Yechon and Shloki, the Chayam Nuchon and Mishat. We come out also, Kita Noe, Me'achnor, Upir, you put on the Tvigir Shiri Doe, oh, he can say Mishat HaMikoch. So it's not even, in Kimashma. And then the Gemara applies this Mishnah, Bore Vayitzelach HaKadis Mishtores, given Chosim Nechayrin to the Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish. Now, so, in Kimashma, Bore Vachayrin and Shemidoi, according to Rashi's Pshat, in the Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish, even according to Maskolim Gemara, does not refer to his Chayrin, but to Hedoi. And since the Gemara in Ksuvah is dead after Beis, so, it mentions Or by Yitzchak and Mishtores, in connection with Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish, in connection with Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish, in other words, as a raya against Mishlokish, so then we have to say that Or by Yitzchak and Mishtores also has reference to the case of Yitzchak, not to the case of Israelis, because we can visualize the Shire of Or by Yitzchak and Mishtores in two situations. One situation is, let's say, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Shimon is a Malkut. And then there is a shtar. And the shtar was, let's say, Alabis, Topshin Lamedes. Topshin Lamedes. Alabis. So it was written that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Then he had to pay, let's say, in Haitish, Topshin. Top Shin Mem, so he had to pay. So he was demanding a payment. He says he doesn't have. He doesn't have. So then Levi came along and he wrote down on Hey Tishra, Top Shin Mem, he wrote down at the bottom of that star, Harei Ani Meide, שקדם שלו רובן אלף זוז משינה הרי נסחייבתי ליסון. So in other words, what he writes in the shtar לאחר his משתורס is not a new ישחייבס. Now, he is just writing that originally before the alboy was made, so he undertook to be insured. So, it's not a shayre whether he can obligate himself Lachach is Mishnoves after the Alboy after everything. The question is whether it is a good shtar. It is a good shtar. So according to Rashi's Pshat, why does the Mori apply the Mishnah Bor Vayitzlach is Mishnoves regarding the Machlokes of Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish? Because the Pashas Aloshni is Or Vayitzlach is Mishnoves and he's not Machtimedi. He's not Machtimedi. He just wrote the Ksav Yodei. So how can that be considered as a good idoy? According to Mishlokish, it should say Mishat HaMikoch, and still he say that it's given Mechos Mechelin, Mishibodim now, but Mechos Mechelin, yes. So it's a raya that Ishtar idoy of Ksav Yodei, even without any chsine. So he cannot say Mishat HaMikoch. This is how we have to explain the Gemara there in Ksuvos, according to Rashi's Pshat. But if that is the Pshat, the Torah of Yitzchak is Mishtores, has reference to the case where he was Biteras Idoye, he wrote down that he became an Orev, long before Dalvoye. So it has no bearing upon the Shaila, upon the Shaila of Fonu Bachome, of Fonu Mosok in Tavish, in Shalom, we can't cross over now. Because if it is the Shtar, the Rome Baizel HaChizm Shtores, is a Shtar of Yidoye that before Dalvoye became an Omer, so what kind of Shtar is it? Shtarayim. And that Tetzis again is reiterating that, this principle, that the whole requirement of Sefer HaMakne only applies to a Shtakinyan. So if Shtakinyan is not written on the parchment belonging to the Makne, so it cannot affect the Nikilon. But as far as Shtarayim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference on whose paper it is written. Whether on the Makne's paper, or on the Kenya's paper, or on the third party's paper, or on Hefkadike paper. What difference does it make as far as the Raya is concerned? This Raya operates anyway, regardless who is owner of the paper or the parchment. So in Mele, since the Gemara, Rome mentions here, the Halacha of all Aida Chizim Shtores is a Raya, as a Raya. And Rome Bachome is a Raya. So it's a Raya that the Torah Aida Chizim Shtores discusses the case where he's Mishayim himself through the Shtar. Then it has to become Shtar Kinyan. So the Raya is that even though he was Mishayim himself, Arvis, La'achach Chizim Shtores, so through the Shtar, and here it could be. And no, if somebody undertakes to be insured, a young Torah, at the time of the Matan Moed, so then he becomes Mechuyev because the Leve gets the money from the Malve on the basis of his promise. So it's considered as if the Oref received the Moed. That's the Halacha of Oref. That's the Halacha of Oref. But if it's on the basis of Idoye, so if he's mishayim himself, bishas matmoyes, so then there is our, he becomes mechuyev because of the matmoyes. But if it's lachachis mishtores, long after the avoye was made, so mele, the question is, what is mechayim? So these chayim can only chal through the shtar. And even though the avoye dechsine, so it through the shtar. So the question is, but it was the shtar, the paper belonged not the Oreb. Who is the maker of that shtar king? The Oreb, but the paper belonged to the Malve, so it's a Raya that it can be maker. But according to Rashi, the Torah Vayikach the stories is it has reference to the case where the Teras Idoye wrote. So it's a shtar Raya only, not the shtar king. So we don't require Sefer HaMakne. So if it is not on the basis of Israelis, then the requirement of Sefer HaMakne has no application. But according to Rashi, the Mishnah for Ayitachas Mishtores discusses two situations. It discusses a situation where La'achachas Mishtores, the Orev writes down on the same shtar, the Yizidoye, that before Matmoes, he undertook to become surety, and it also discusses the situation where La'achachas Mishtores, he undertakes to become surety. So, the Yesh Lehim, I'll tell you, the man is not Mishmoy. When she goes to Mishlav, and the Yesh Lehim, 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 and to save the labor from his trouble, so this third party undertook to become an Oreb. Then the Ischaiyus is taking place, like the Mishores. In such a case, it is Shtakinya. So, the Raya is from the second situation. And since the same dimension is the case of Kono, so it's a Rai, it doesn't deal with Hidoye. Because if it's on the basis of Hidoye, why do we have to mention Kono? Moshe, if it's MS, that Yama took, so whether he's being choked or not, so he has to admit the truth. Even if he's not being choked, he still has to admit the truth. So it's Rai in the same as well as the case where he's not made there, but he's just assuming a new Israel. So, from the same thing, the Gemara is mentioning the Raya that Elisha is knowledgeable and she can be presumed to be backing the paper. My son comes down on the show, so who gives up to the clean? We go, I was a bit late, so I'm going to get me, or so because I'll be hot on that. Who could tie so much of all, not mine. He's really hot on that, because I'm your, who was a rest out of the day. That's Ashika. Why does this is pointed out here? Because Teitzei Shite, not from the Tamshi. Teitzei Shite, the power that is based upon Rashi Shite, but it's Chilik HaKoshbon. Where is according to Rashi? The Machlekes between Rabbeinu and Bishlokish is in the case where it's because of Yichsav Yodei. And the Mosav Yodei, so Teitzei Shite is, the Machlekes is in the case of course of Yichsav Yodei, before Mosav Yodei. But if Mosav Yodei, everybody is made it. If without because of Chesav Yodei, if the Shlokish is made it, that he cannot say Mishachim. Alright. Now after the Gemara, very difficult Gemara. Very difficult. Omar Rabbi, because of Boget, it's not Sidi Adar Dei, because of Shlamatone, although, Konosum is Arash is Bei. So suppose he wrote the Get, and he put it in the hands of Zeret, Zeret belonged to the Baal, but then he wrote Shlamatone and Dei. And then, and the Neved is little Mishtar, just as Karke is little Bekesev Mishtar Bechazoke, and Neved is also little Bekesev Mishtar Bechazoke. So he wrote, he executed the Shtamatone and the Neved, and he delivered, he handed over the Shtamatone to the Ish. The Shtamatone and the Neved, he handed over to the Ish. So as a result of handing over the Shtamatone, and then to the Ishe acquired title. The Ishe acquired title in the Erbe. So that means El Chatzin Rom Shim Yod Yisraboye. So the moment the Ishe makes a king Izeche in the Shtamatone and the Erbe, so then she Izeche in the Erbe. So the Erbe, who heretofore was the Yad of the Baal, now becomes the Yad Isha. So that's considered a Nisim. In other words, let's say, suppose, only lately, so doctors performed a miraculous operation upon a Jewish girl, a young Jewish girl, and his name was Katz, and she was pushed down on the tracks of the subway. During rush hour, this happens in New York, unfortunately, very often, dark in rush hour. So the hoodlums find it convenient to push down an elderly person, a young girl, or a young boy, on the tracks, and then they get lost in the crowd. So it happened already in New York in the course of this year. Since January, it happened already 30 times. And not one of these hoodlums was apprehended. Because in the rush hour, they get lost in the crowd. So he pushed down a girl by the name of Katz. She was carrying a musical organ, and that hoodlum became very resentful against her, so he pushed her down on the tracks. But the conductor noticed, so he stopped. So she didn't get killed, but the collision with the car removed her left arm, and then she was rushed to the Bellevue Hospital, and they worked on her maybe 15 hours, and they succeeded in attaching the arm. In other words, this is possible. You can attach an arm. So suppose such a case, such an imaginary case, if the Baal would put the get from the right hand into his left hand, and then through surgery, let's say doctors would, let's say, remove the arm from the Baal and attach it to the Isha. Let's say she doesn't have the Rekha. So then it would be considered anything. So this is another example. In other words, if the Baal puts the get in the hand of the Eved, and then he writes the Shtar, and he writes it, he could have written the Shtar Matone before that, and then he hands over the Shtar Matone and the Eved to the Isha, so then it means the Eved heretofore was the yard of the Baal. By being Zeich in the Shtar Matone in the Eved, so it becomes the yard of the Isha. So really, that's considered an issue. That's considered an issue. Alright. So, Kosabo get Nostria Nabde, because of Mushtamaton Olo, Konoce is Garashes Bay, because, in other words, enabling, making, he is here to for Yat, to become the Ishes Yat. That's it. That's considered in Sin and Yahweh. So, the Gemara is a Kashi. So, why does she become Garashes? Because the get happens to be in the hand of a present Eved, but the Eved is a Chotzem Aleches, and Chotzem Aleches is not Tehne. Chotzem Aleches not Tehne, but my Chotzem Aleches is, the Chotzem Aleches will come. V'chitei me'beine, v'yomaro v'kol shir mihalech v'kone, even the Asian v'kone, and if you are going to say, the Trove is reference to the case, where the Eved doesn't walk, he's not engaged in walking. He's sent, so he's not in mihalech. So, the definition of Chotem Aleches does not consist in the actual motion, but it consists in the ability to move. To move through internal force. In other words, let's say a boat or a car, a train, an aeroplane, is not considered a Chotem Aleches. The Gemara says, in regard to a boat, the same thing. Why? Because Svina Menach Naiche. Because when a boat moves, it's because of the external force that makes it push, that makes it move. So let's say a car, let's say if in the bow, the Isha will be driving the car. The Isha will be driving the car in the street. And then the bow will throw the gate into the car as the Isha is driving the car. So then she will be in crashes. It's not the Chotzem Aleches. Because the car by itself is static, stationary, and when it moves because of an external force that makes it move. What is considered Chotzem Aleches, either a human being or even a behemoth, because the person or the animal moves not because of an external force. Now, mobility is one of the characteristics of living things. What does it mean? Mobility means if it's mobile, through an internal force. So that's a Chotem Aleches. So the Mele, a behemoth, is considered the Chotem Aleches even when it stands, because of its ability to move, to be mobile, through internal force, not through an external force. So that's Chotem Aleches. That's the Aloha. Kol Shinu Mahalach Mekone, Yudhi Eche Mekone. So how can she become the gate through the Chotzer, the Eved, what is the Chotzem Aleches?
So why can't the battery be considered like an internal force?
Battery is not an internal force, it's an external force. What kind of
it's internal
force?
It's from the machine.
Just because you install it in the car, that's nothing.
No, but then it's part of the car. This
no,
is
no. It's an external force. It's not. Only a living thing is considered to be moving through an internal force. Not an inanimate thing. Alright, so the Gemara says, the Hilchos HaBikkuros. In other words, that the din of Rove is to be visualized in the case where he's bound. Where he's bound. So then he cannot move. He cannot move. So then he can be here. Alright. Now, let's see the Rashi.
The Chiyoma Rabbon Chatzim Shodom Kimelei, Lab Bichotzim Aleches Omer. The Shani Mikakoyed Inayde Mikakoyed Eloi Nayde.
Now, so Rashi just says, it's a little strange. What does he mean by it? Why not? He says, there is a difference between something that is mobile, something that is not mobile. In other words, and never there's a king of karki. But as far as the king of chotzer is concerned, it doesn't have to be karki. Chotzer does not consist dafke by karki, dafke in karki. Of course, if he throws the get into her room, into her courtyard, so she's in crisis. But suppose he throws the get, you might say, into her pocketbook, into her basket, that's not karki. It's also chotzer. So that's not dafke. But the important thing is, usually when we talk of chotzer, we have in mind the courtyard, the bayis, and everything else a karki. So that's why Rashi said karki, but karki is not important. The distinction consists in between night and morning. So he says, why is chotzer aleches not kone? Because there is a difference between a piece of property, that is mobile, and the piece of property that is not mobile, that is immobile. So why there is a difference? Rashi doesn't say why. Now there is a machlekes b'shem as to the reason, as to why a chotzer aleches is not king. Teisa says in Bava Metzia that it's yalpus. There are kama halachos that in order that chotzer should be king, so it has to be bunyan yad. First of all, it has to be mishtamia. And then Ulve says that it has to be the baal chotzer, the ishe has to be somochlo, she has to be standing in the chotzer. Because it has to be dumi the yod. Now the yad of the person. So the yad is close to the person himself. It's part of the group. So mele chotzer in order to have a king of the yad. So it must be dumi the yod. So only if the bala chotzer stands in the chotzer. But if the ishe doesn't stand in the chotzer, when the bala throws the get into the chotzer, she doesn't become precious. That the way it passed, it has to be dumyidion. So Tesu says, chotzer aleches is also, has to be dumyidion. Has to be dumyidion. Why do dumyidion though? Because a yad is not mahal. A yad is not mahal. And some mele chotzer, in order to have the same status as a yad of the person, should not be maleches. What does it mean, the yad is not mahal? What does it mean? Because a person walks on his feet, he doesn't walk on his hands. So suppose he creeps on his hands. And if I have a person who creeps on his hands, so then it is a mahalach. So yad is also maleches. Yad is also maleches. When a person walks, it doesn't mean that the feet walk. The whole group walks. The feet, the hands, the head, everything. So the yad is in the halach. So then the yad is in the halach. The answer is, as Rabbi Kiriya pointed out, Rabbi Kiriya says it as a kashi and thesis in the Mitzvah. But it's mentioned by the Ramban here on our Gemara. It's a double portion. Mahalach means, chotzer aleches is not kene, let's say, an eved of the Isha is not kene. Why? Because he is mehalech away. He is able to move away by himself through an internal force. He is able to move away from the balaya, from the balat. Masha'inke, the yad itself, it's also mehalech. But the yad always is mehalech together with the person. A person cannot, that's impossible. Such a miracle cannot be affected by the signs. I mean to enable a person that he should walk and that the yad should walk away from him. Wherever he walks, the yad walks with it. So melee, maleches means if it's malech away from the person. So it has to be dumya the yod. Ramban said it has to be dumya the yod. It has to be doing with Yodo. In other words, just as Yodo is always attached to the person, and it's never mahalik away from the person, so the chotzer also has to be static, that it couldn't be mahalik by itself away from the person. Of course, a car, a boat, an airplane, a train can be mahalik, but it can be mahalik away from the person because of an external force. So then, when it can walk away from the person because of an internal force, so that's called chotamalach. This is stasis. We have to say this cheating, even though Pashas are washing the places, it's not like that. And Rav Gleiga mentions that as a kasha in Rav Metzia. But we have to say that pshat in stasis itself, otherwise stasis doesn't make sense. I mean, this it would be ridiculous, I mean, to say that only the feet walk and the hand doesn't walk. Gemara says, "Daftes on the base. Svinu minach daif. No mayu in command. Avo dami pekami bishna mina tom chocham. Chochu kimhalu dome. So that chochu, that's like svinu. So we consider a reichi as mehalich, not as minach daif. Hoche chotzer mishiyadis avoy. Vav shaper duge diyad. The minach daif uimamter in guf." So Rav Gleiga assumed that what Tesis means is that the Yad is not considered Maleches in the same way as Svino is not considered Maleches. That because, why is Svino not considered that? Because the Svino itself is static, is stationary. Somebody pushes it. So he says, the Yad itself is static. But something moves it. What? The feet move it. That's incomplete. So, if that is the pshat in cases of Kalevia, says, this is not so. So, Kalevia says, why isn't the Yad Malachis? El Al-Kocho, the Yad, we are good Chavu. El Al-Damino, my other shame in the Halleich. Heide den Mahalach Ma'akeim, die Bechomokim Shehu Mahalach Shom, Kutschuaki, die Bechomokim Shehu Mahalach Shom Ma'akeim, Ma'ashen ki Chotzer Ma'aleches Ma'akeim, die Bechomokim Shehu Ma'akeim. So Rav Gleiga assumed that Tesis means, because he uses the expression Meinach Ma'akeim. So Rav Gleiga assumed that Meinach Ma'akeim is used in the sense like Svino Meinach Ma'akeim. But we don't have to say that Tesis uses, even though he uses the expression Meinach Ma'akeim, the same expression that the Gemara uses in the Gemara, no, but it doesn't mean the same thing that the Gemara means. He says, Yad Minach Naiche, it's always considered Noch, because it's always together with the Baal Hayat. So, Ma'aleches means when it's Mahalech away from the Baal Yad. Here it's together. I once saw a ridiculous statement by someone who was arguing, he certainly was, I'm not going to mention the name, probably never heard his name, but why should I mention it? Because that was a ridiculous argument. So he was refuting the Copernican concept that the earth revolves around the sun. And this law erroneously assumed, like the Catholic Church, that this is heresy. It's not heresy because the Zohar in Parsha Vayikra says that the earth revolves around the sun. And the Balamoyim Rosh Hashanah says the same thing. And the Amenei Shem, the Rambam doesn't say that. But the Amenei Shem will say that the earth revolves around the sun. So the Catholic Church considers it as heresy because Pesuk in Yehoshua, Shem is beginning thing, but they were not experts on what is heresy and what is not heresy. Shem is beginning thing, that's Dibur Teyo Kosh Liodon. Today, I mean, even those who are convinced that the earth revolves around the sun, but they will not say, earth set, they will say sunset. Why? Because visually, it's the sun set. So that's why the Pesuk says Shem is beginning. Anyway, the Zohar and Parsha Vayikra mentioned, and the Oroch Leon Rosh Hashanah points out that Balamoya said the same thing. No. So, one Rav wrote a sefer, and he also considered that as heresy, and he mentions a riot from the Gemara that the earth does not revolve around the sun. Why? Because the Gemara mentions Alochem Chatzim Aleches. Chatzim Aleches. So that means, let's say an Eved is a Chatzim Aleches. But what is a classic example of a real Chatzim that is not Chatzim Aleches? A courtyard. But if the earth revolves around the sun, so every courtyard is a Chatzim Aleches. Of course it's nonsense. That's an absurd talk. Because why isn't the courtyard a Chatzim Aleches? A Chatzim Aleches? Because the courtyard is the earth. Moves, so every courtyard moves together with earth. So the definition of Chatzim Aleches means that it moves away from the Baal HaChatzim. From the Baal HaChatzim. So in Melech, the Chotzer moves together with the Baal HaChatzim. So that's not Chatzim Aleches. Anyway, so this is Teisa Shite. And the Ramban here says. So Teisa is according to the Kabbalah's assumption has another pshat in Chotam Aleches, but that's impossible, it's inconceivable, I mean, that Tesis meant that. So then it's inexplicable, I mean, Tesis pshat. But what Tesis means is probably the same thing what Kabbalah says and what Rambam explicitly says in his solution here. So in other words, so according to Tesis and Rambam, the reason is why Chotam Aleches is not came here, because Chotam Tamyad is Havoye, so it has to be Dumye the Yod. It has to be Dumye the Yod. So, Dumye the Yod. Rashi Shite is something else. Rashi says, in Gometzi Adaptes, on the base, so he says, V'chotam Aleches lo ishmaim on the tikne. וכי ישראבויה ממוצי תימוצי ויודי גם מחציר וכפי בישראבויה ולא ינאי ויהב המשתם in other words it's a הלוכה of משתם in other words if a חוצר is not משתם or it does a violin if it's not משתם here the חוצר so then it's not a million because it's not משתם you don't have to say it's not a million a חוצר that is not משתם or is not killed. So in the middle, if it's a Chotzer Aleches, like an Eved, so can Misha, the owner of the Chotzer, of the Eved, can she have full control over the Eved? He can run away. But if the Eved is Kofus, so then he cannot run away from her. So the middle is Mishnah. So there are there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis as to why Chotzer Aleches is not came here. According to Tesis in the Ramban, it's especially obvious that since Chotzer and Tamyod is Raboye, so it has to be Dumye Yodo, my Yodo in Mahalach. In other words, it's not Mahalach away from the Balayat. Wherever the Balayat goes, the hand walks with him. I mean, that's part of the Balayat. So, Av Chatzeiro should not be Mahalach. So the Bala Chotzea has full control. It cannot leave. Alright. So because they roll out. Now let's see the cases. Viu has a because. Kofus Vyoshminon, Kidmash for the Kamon Bazeri, the Omar, Robe, Kosa for Gedinos, the Yabato, Yoshim Shamarta is a get, Nie, Renegade. They have a Hotamishamer, a show in the Daito, who poked Vyoshna, my Abigate, Hotamal Eretz, retain the Yoshin Shane, Roma Robe, Kochim, Mahalak Likone, and the Asian Likone, the Yukis and the Kofus. ופירש בקונטרס באי קומה רובה דיני הרגיגת וכן פוסקה לוחת דלץ דיקופוס ויושב פעילון so so what does Gimora say? Gimora says that when is an event can and get only if it's couples and he is Yoshi. So this shita is that there are two prerequisites. In order that the Nevek could be Kaden Mitzam Chotzea, there are two prerequisites. First of all, he has to be bound. And he also has to be Yoshi. He also has to be Yoshi. So, Upir Bikunfes, Bahim Komarobe, Dineir, Vichim Poskaloch and Dilis, Dikofes Vyoshi Bino, Vilekel Vim Ardoch and Tosh. One second. So, according to Tesis and Rambam Shite, so it's very simple. The problem arises that Rashi also says that we require that two requirements, Kofus and Yosh. And Rashi Mishito says, so it's not so simple. According to Tesis, so the reason is why Chotzem Aleches is not Kene is because it's not Umiliyot. It's not Umiliyot. So the melee, he has to be kofus, David, then he's not the Chotzem Aleches. But then, if he's awake, so then he's not Kenyan Tam Chotzem either. Even if he's bound, but if he's awake, so then he cannot be Kenyan either. Why? Because then he's not Mishtamal Das Abayot. After all, an event is an intelligent being. So remember, even if he's bound, but he does not submit blindly to the control of the of his owner, of his master, of the woman, it's true he cannot move away from it. So he's not a Chotzem Aleches, but he is not completely an intelligent being. As long as he's awake and his senses cannot be considered completely under the custody of another person. He was intelligent. But if he is asleep, then he can be considered Mishtam Dasma. But as long as he is awake and with his full senses, even if he is bound, he is not considered Mishtam Dasma. So that's why, in order that an Eved should be able to get for the Isha, there are two prerequisites. One is that he should be bound, because if he's not, Kofus is the Chotzem Aleches. And the second prerequisite is he should be stay asleep, because if he's not asleep, if he's awake, he's not Mishtamel Das Abayi. That's according to Tesis, but according to Rashi, it's not so simple. The Gemara says in so many words that the reason is to why Niyam is in Get is because the Gemara is a high ches. And according to Rashi and Tetzes, it means even if he's bound, but if he's awake, he's still considered Chotzer HaMishtamer HaShalom L'Daito. Why? Because he's awake and in his full senses, he can make all kinds of decisions. He can make a decision whereby he'll be able to unstrap himself, unbind himself. He has an intelligent mind. So the melee, when is he considered mishtamli dasahari, only if he's asleep. Alright, so that's a good. Now we have to have a good day. Yoshim Shabbat has again. Am I a hot of a lechetzi? We have to have a lechetzi like on a. We have to tell me Yoshim Shabbat. Go on a robe. Koshi in the halach like on a. In the beach like on a. We heal Kese Bikofus. We heal Kese Bikofus. So Rashi and Tesis both agree that in order to be migrations, so there are two prerequisites. The Eved must be strapped, and the Eved must be bound, and the Eved must be asleep. But if he's, let's say, not bound, even if he's asleep, it's in getting rice. And if he's bound, but he's awake, it's in getting rice. It's in getting rice. Now the Rambam Pshit is, we'll soon see the Rambam. The Rambam Pshit is that if he is bound, so then she is Mikreshes even with Rabbon. If she is not bound, but he is asleep, so then with Raise she is Mikreshes. But with Rabbon, Raise is impossible. That's the Rambam Pshit. But Rashi and Teisve say that there are two prerequisites are in the Raise. So according to Teisve, we understand. If he's not bound, so then the rice is in the gate because he got some alerts. Not because of any mishnah. But if he's awake, even though he's bound, so with the rice is in the gate because he's not mishnah dasabai. But how about Rashi? But Rashi also agrees that these are two requirements with the rice. So the Gemara says, in regard to near any gate, the halakha comes to Rashi's daito. But then the Gemara has got some alerts. And then the Gemara doesn't say Chotam Shabbat Sholayt. So according to Rashi, we have to say that there are two halachas of Mishtam. If he is not kofus, so then we would see he can not be served. He's under no control if he's not bound. So he can run away, he can escape. That's halacha. That if the chotzer is not guarded in any way, is without any control, if the chotzer is in a chaotic state, without any control, without any shire, so that kind of a chotzer cannot be killed. Cannot be killed. We can say that this is not the opposite of Yad, because the Yad of a person is under control, it's not in a chaotic state. So if the chotzer has no shire, is the chotzer shire mishtameres, so then it cannot be kept. In other words, if you have, let's say, a courtyard or a garden, a field, and there's no fence and there's no shomrim, nothing, and if every trespasser can get into the field and do whatever he wants, that kind of a chotzer is the chotzer shire mishtameres. So that's one out of the chotzer. So according to Rashi, an Eved, if he's not kofus, is like a field that is not fenced and is not guarded and no shom. It's a chotzer shel mishtameres. But if he is bound, so then it is like a chotzer that is fenced. It is a chotzer that is fenced, or like a chotzer, a field that has many guards who stand and watch. But there is another requirement, that in order that the chotzer should be kene, in order that the chotzer should be kene, it must be mishtamer das avayle. So if it's an inanimate chotzer, not an intelligent being, so then it's all, as long as it is guarded, it doesn't make any difference how it is guarded, whether it's guarded through a wall made out of stones and bricks, or it is guarded through barbed wire, or it's guarded because you set up cups to guard. So So then it's considered Krishna as a violator. Because why is it God? Why is it a bound maya? Because the owner wants it that way. So it's considered Krishna as a violator. And there is nothing in the courtyard, in the field, in the garden that can plan and contrive, you know, to get away from that thought. Masha'in Kirinebe, who is an intelligent being, so even if he's strapped and bound, but he's still, if he's awake, he can contrive, he can make all kinds of manipulations, he can think of a way of unbinding himself, of unstrapping himself, of getting the help of another person to unbind him. So in Mele, he's not considered Mishtanu Dasabali, because all the plans in the world that his owner, his master, might have for him, might prove futile. So in other words, so one aloche of Mishtanu is that it has to be Mishtanu. There is another aloche in order that you can get that it has to be Mishtanu Dasabali. Even if it is Mishtanu. But if it is not Mishtama Vidasa Bali, so there is nothing. So that's two types of Mishtama. So in respect to Chotam Alehes, so it's not Kenya because it's not Mishtama at all. It's like an unfenced field, an unfenced courtyard. Masha'im Kei, where he is trapped, he is down. But he's awake, so there Mishtame is. But it's not Mishtame. It's not Mishtame Udasapa. It's not Mishtame Udasapa. It's not Mishtame Udasapa. Now, perhaps, I don't know, but perhaps this Aloha Chotamala has applies not only to it, it applies. The more we have said in that book, not in the fear of Matone, everything. This aloha, or let's say that Yoshin can advocate it, the more mentions it only in connection with, I mean, not Yoshin, that Niyar is not him. Yes, the Yoshin. The more mentions it only in connection with Get. Maybe, even though the more mentions it in connection with Get, maybe it applies to all Kinoni, to Mechir and everything. Just as Aloha of Chotam Aleches applies to everything. But perhaps this Aloha of Mishtam and Nazarayim is peculiar again. I mean, why should there be a distinction? No, I can't discuss it now, but we'll see that there is special Alochas in Get. But anyway, so according to Rashi, there are two types of Mishtam. One is a general Aloha, that in the Chotzer is the Yahweh state, without any control. So that kind of a chotzer cannot be came. It cannot be came. Whether it cannot be came because it's not in the yodo, or it cannot be came because in the yad mamesh, if it's not mishtam, it cannot be came, that's another question. But a chotzer that is without control, that is in the chaotic state, so it cannot be came. Then there is another aloche, and the point of Rashi, the chotzer aloches is based upon that aloche. And then, what may be written if he is bound, cannot be taken because he is not Mishtam and Dasar. He is not submit. He is not completely in the custody of the owner. Yes? Perhaps, I'm not saying it. But this is another aloha of Mishtam and Dasar. Alright, this is the way we have to explain the Kodim to Rashi. Now, so Tetsu says, the Chim Poshka Aloha Dilas, the Kofus Yoshin, with the Raisi Kofus Yoshin, the Rachel and Neymar, the Ohad Yoshin, the Yu has the Kofus, the Hoshim Kotzer, the Hoshim Kotzer Alas, the Dom Remuneration, the Chim Kofus Neyo Yoshin Hunam Mei, who may know what the Lahaira the Kofus, the Kain, Amaikom Alobe, and they even get that Kotzer Shamar Shal Vidai. In other words, there was another pshat. There was a pshat that when Gemara said the Yuchas of the Kofus, so in the Mele, the Gemara was saying, in view of the fact that Kofus is Kene, so in the Mele, Eimed V'Yeche, so Yoshi Lechut, is also Kelim. Because the Kofu is the Choshe for some other acts. We don't know English. We hear the Kofu is Kelim. Yoshe Mechut Namu Meir. So since Kofu is Meir, so Yoshe is also Meir. Why? Because Yoshe, why is Kofu is Meir? Because it's like the Halech. When a person is bound, he cannot walk. So Yoshe doesn't walk here. Even though it's not so simple, I mean, Yoshe, according to Rashi and Tesis, so even if he is, even if he's Yoshe, but if he's not bound, so then with the Raisa it's no get. The Shidas Ramba means that with the Raisa it is a get, even if he's not bound. But according to Rashi and Tesis, so if he's Yoshe but not bound, so with the Raisa it's no get. Why? Because it's Chotzer Aleches. But the sleeping person doesn't walk. The answer is, it's possible that the sleeping person does walk. Does walk. I mean, it's called, I don't know why it's called, you know, the name lunatic, you know, that is applied. The name lunatic is that is applied to a person who is not normal, who is insane. So it's also called lunatic. But the original meaning of lunatic as reference to someone who walks in sleep. Who walks in sleep? That happens that a person, let's say, without waking up, just gets up bed and he walks. So the original meaning of lunatic means because many a person who in the middle of his sleep starts walking, so what does he do? He starts walking, he walks outside, and then he looks at the moon. And lunatic is from the Latin term luna. Luna means the moon. So originally it was applied to a person who has that sickness, that weakness. It's not even a sickness. Who walks in his sleep. But then it started to, people started to apply that word to every person who is insane. And this is not true because the Rambam wrote in Book of Medicine, Pirkei Moshe. So the Rambam writes that he heard from a number of people that sometimes it's possible that a person in sleep should walk while sleeping without waking up and not near or near, I mean heavy sleep, heavy wake, but completely, while he's completely absorbed in the real sleep, in the trance. So he heard from many people it's possible that they should take a walk in the sleep. And he didn't believe it. The Rambam writes in Pirkei Ofo. So he didn't believe it until one time, so it happened to him, to the Rambam himself, that he, in the middle of his sleep, he walked off bed, and then he walked up to the gates of Alexandria. The Rambam lived in Cairo. And so he walked up to the gates of Alexandria, and then he bumped into the gates of Alexandria as a walker. But he walked, he traversed many miles, I don't remember, it's a long time that I saw it. So then, the Rambam came to the conclusion that a person shouldn't be so critical to unbelievable stories. Because up to that moment when it happened to him, when he walked, I don't know, I was never in Cairo or Alexandria, I don't know how long it takes, but it appears from the Rambam that it involved many miles. So the Rambam certainly was the same person. So that's a raya, that this has nothing to do with his head. So I mean, so why is it in the English language is that way? Like many other English words, you know, if you look up in the dictionary, so you'll see that Pharisaic, so one meaning of Pharisaic, an adherent of the ancient sect, the Pharisees, the Pusim, another meaning is a hypocrite, a false person, because of the influence of the church. So they equated the Pusim with hypocrites. So you see, I mean, that the etymological meaning of English words is not grounded all the time in the scientific approach. But so it's possible for a person to walk in sleep. This is the reason as to why some of the Rishonim say that a Yoshe, So he's considered Chotzer Malachus. But the Kofus not. Why not? Because the Kofus cannot walk. Impossible. Unless you are minded. But a Yoshi could walk. So the Meva seems he could walk. So the Meva is considered Chotzer Malachus.
Yeah, did the Rambam write his Mishnah Torah before he went to Alexandria? So it could be.
Alexandria.
The story about when he was.
Is like Skokie in Chicago. What do you mean that before?
No, well, the question is.
The Rambam.
Maybe he didn't know. At the time when he wrote the Mishnah Torah, maybe he didn't hold that a sleeping person could walk. And that would change his shita.
I understand.
If he felt that a person could walk in his sleep, then he's not considered kapas.
It's the Rambam shita is not, because the Rambam shita is like Rashi. That the whole reason is why Chotzer Malachus is not kinyan, because it's not mishtamer. So if it's not mishtamer, a sleeping person is mishtamer. Even though it's possible, but this is highly unusual. So if he's awake, so then. And he's not kofus, so then he's not mishtamer. But if he's asleep, he's not kofus, so he's certainly mishtamer.
No, but if he goes walking to sleep.
He can walk, but this doesn't happen so often. This happens very seldom. So maybe it's mishtamer.
Well, it could be, Rashi holds that it...
Why do we have to say, this is very simple, because according to the Rambam, so Chotzer Malachus is not gained because he's not mishtamer. So maybe Bayoshe is considered mishtamer. Even though it happens, sometimes, very seldom, that he can. Alright. As far as Mishnah is concerned, so the fact that it happens doesn't mean anything. How about a chotzer that has a wall, so doesn't it happen that somebody will tear down the wall? So we are not going to say that because of that, every chotzer is in Mishnah because you could tear down the wall. So that's so somebody threw a get into the basket that the Isha had on her head. So the Gemara says it's not Chotzer Malachus, she's precious, because the basket is made of Malachus. We even put a side to say, and then the woman just walks beneath the basket because the basket was worn on the head. So Tesis comes to the conclusion, because there was a pshat. I don't know whether there was a pshat or somebody said that we could explain it that way, that when the Gemara said the Yoshe said the Kofus, so since Kofus is alright, so maybe Yoshe is also alright. I mean, all those Rishonim who say that the reason is why Kofus is not Kenyan. I'm sorry, the reason is why Chotzer Malachus is not Kenyan is because it's not Mishtamer. And the male Kofus is Kenyan because it is Mishtamer. So they could explain that Yoshe is also Kenyan because it's Mishtamer. So Tetzves proves that this is not Mishtamer anymore. In other words, that Kofus is not Kenyan, not because it's not Mishtamer. Kofus is not Kenyan because it's not Dunya Yodo. And Neir is not Kenyan because it's not Mishtamer Lidayim. It's not Mishtamer Lidayim. Now let's see the Rambam Shite. The Rambam Shite is similar to the Shite that Tesis rejects. Similar. Because according to the possible Shite that Tesis rejects, so the Gemara is saying, Vilchas and Kofus. Why? Because Kofus is Kenyan. Because Kofus is Kenyan. So he's not Chotzer Malachus. So Mele Yoshi is not Chotzer Malachus either. So she's precious in the Rabbah. But the Rambam she believes that Yoshi is even precious in the Raisi, but not in the Rabbah. So if he is not snagged by a dabdo, the unaye of the Ishamarte, Imo Yokofus, Harez again, Uhilu Iki al Hatsevo, she married the team. So then, she is graciously gone. If he is Kofus, even though he is Neyer, even though he is Neyer and him Shamar, and him Shamar. So, but, we need a Kofus, any get. So, Nostri Yadal Yeve, Vu Yoshe, Vim Shamarte, Hare is a post. So it's only possible in Rabbah. Vimoyo Kofus, Hare is in precious. So the Shiva Saramba means that if the heaven is Yoshe, Vim Shamarte, so then, Midraisi it's kosher. Midraisi it's kosher. Even though he's not Kofus. Even though he's not Kofus. Alright, that's the Rambam. That's Alochi Yotzai. Then, the Rambam Alochi Yitches says, Kosha Taget, Vinosnei Biyadavde, Vikosha Boshtabaton Olo, Kibin Shezoch Sobeyeve, Zoch Sobeget, Vinizgarasho, Imhoyo Kofus. In other words, Kosha Vinosnei Biyadavde, Alochi Yotzai deals with the case where the get was given to the Eved that belongs to her for some time. That's not the our case. Halokhe Yitches is expressive of our Gita, of our Gita, where he gave the get in the hand of his Eved, and then, because of Oshtabatono, Kim Shezoch Sobe Eved, Zoch Sobe Yet, Vinizgar Shol Moyo Kofus, Vimini Kofus, Vineya. Suppose he is not Kofus, and he is also Neir, and he is also Neir. So then, he certainly Chotz Maleches, if he is not Kofus and not asleep, so then he certainly Chotz Maleches. How could one be more, how could you have a better example of Chotz Maleches than someone who is awake and not bound? So, she's not regressious. Konso evet, veinem regressious, achi yagia haget liyot. So the Rajpo, mischidushi. So he says, why should she be regressious, achi yagia haget liyot? In other words, the Rambam says that if he passes the argument, that if the Baal put the get in the hand of the Eved, of his Eved, then he gave shtabatone on the Eved to the Ish. And the Eved was not bound. The Eved was not asleep. So it's a real Chotz Maleches. So she's not regressious. But when the Ishe takes it from the hand, picks it up from the hand of the Eved, then she's regressious. So the Rashi raises the question, is Masik on the Rambam. He says, Monefshech, she is not regressious at the time when she is Eichel Ishtabaton. Why is it Chotz Maleches? So why should she be regressious when she picks it up from the hand of the Eved? So it's Likita from Gavikalke. So it's Likiteich Malgavikalke. So the Rambam should say that the Baal has to pick it up the get from the Eved's hand and then make it in the Isha. But not if the Isha picks it up from the Eved, she's regressious. So the Rajwa is Masik on the Rambam. So there is a Tarek by Rav Chaim, it's not in the same field as in Piyashimor. So he gives a very good tenets. The Rav Chaim mentions the Machlekes, Teisves, and Rashi as to why Chotz Maleches is not king. So Teisves says because it's not Minyan Yom. Rashi says because it's not Mishtam. It's not Mishtam. Now, so Rav Chaim says that the Rambam agrees with Teisves that Chotz Maleches is based upon the fact that it's not Mishtam. That it's not Mishtam. And not Mishtamer, and then Rav Chaim mentions a number of Hashemim, the Rajbo, it's one Moshe in the Rajbo, because there are other Hashemim in the Rajbo. But the Ram, other Hashemim, who say, the Meir mentions it. Now, the Mishnah says in Azirik, Nosmo Kishi Sheino, Meiro, Meiro, Eimolo Harinzegitich. So it doesn't require any new Nisim. According to that, we pass like that. According to Shimon also, he has to take it from her and make it in the sea. But Rebbe says, Noslu Kishaino, Kishiniro, Imularizik. So in other words, see if he hands, he puts the get in the Isha's hand while the Isha is asleep, and then she wakes up, and she still has the get in her hand when she wakes up. So if the Baal, at the time the Isha wakes up, while the Isha still has the get in her hand, says Arizikita, she becomes the Kosher there when she wakes up. So there are several shocking reasons as to why she cannot be precious before she wakes up. After all, you put it in her hand. So there are several pshat. One pshat is to say so she can, because while she is asleep, she is in the tchile from Shalcha Mechizas. In other words, if a woman is so insane that she doesn't understand the nature of divorce and she is capable of going back to the husband after she gets a divorce, she cannot be divorced. Mishal, it has to be Mishalcho Veinuchizas. But if it's Mishalcho, and she is likely that she will come back to her husband the next day, as if nothing happened, so then she cannot be Midrashis. So it's not a Aloche of Insati, of Sheikh. A Sheikh can be Midrashis because it doesn't require that. But it's a Aloche that the woman must understand that she is divorced from her husband. If she doesn't know, realize that she is divorced, she is not divorced. So if he puts the get in her hand while she is asleep, so she doesn't realize that she is divorced. Gerush doesn't require her consent, but she has to know that she is divorced. So it's Mishalcho Mechizas. That's one pshat. Another pshat that the Rashba himself mentions as one of the pshat in the Rashba is because there are two halachas. One aloha is Mishalcho Mechizas. Another aloha is she has to be a das mishmerazita. But if she is a sheikh and she doesn't even have the intelligence of watching the get, so the male, she has no, if she doesn't have even that degree of das, so she cannot be mishmerazita. So the Rashba says in Moloshi, if the Rashba says in Moloshi, Yesheino, so the gabre is considered a batdeo. It's not, a yoshi is not considered a sheikh. A sheikh, so the gabre is such, the person is an individual. But the yoshin, the gabre is considered a bendio. But the mitzias, she is in the das nishnerezito. So for the same reason that the shtatis cannot be in Zgarosho because she is in the das nishnerezito, so while she is asleep, she is not in the das nishnerezito either, she cannot be righteous. Another notion that the Rashba mentions, and that's the Ram, that the reason as to why she cannot be gracious while she is asleep because her yad is not mishtami of yad. So we see, so Rav Chaim says, so from this Rishonim we see that the halacha of mishtami das abayim is not the halacha dafkin chotz. It's halacha yad itself. The halacha yad itself. So the mele, so Rav Chaim says like this. Now, the Gemara says, Yishnai Mozen, in Machlekes, in Gemara at first, there is a Machlekes in Gemara as to whether Chotzer Mishim Yad Yisravoye or Chotzer Mishim Shlach Yisravoye. Then the Maschola of Gemara is Chotzer Mishim Yad Yisravoye, and Mishri and Mishlichetz, so Gami Maton in his schools, so then it doesn't have to be in the Misatatzer. Why? Because even though it's all in front of, but it's Zohar Lod Mishol in front of, some men it's Kele, Maton it's Kele, even if it's not in the Misatatzer. Because Zohar Lod Mishol in front of, so the Chotzer becomes the Shliach of the Mikavu Maton. So if Ruben throws in a Maton into Shimon's Chotzer, even though Shimon doesn't stand in the Chotzer, so Shimon's Kele. The Chatzir Shalom Kilo Shalom Daitei, and it's his rules, so the Chotzer of Shimon becomes like a Shuyach of Shimon. Mashiach is becoming it, so it's a Chet. So you have one in front of all. So if Bish is not in Medim Sat Chatzir, or she cannot be the Resh. But, so we cannot say Mitam Shlichas. But if she is in Medim Sat Chatzir, so then it's doing it in Yodo, so the Chotzer is came in Mitzad Yam. So the question is, what does it mean by Matone? Even if it's not Mikav Matone, it's not Emes of Hatzirei, so still it can be Kei. Bitzah Shlichas. What is Shlichas mean? Ruvein appoints Shimon as a Shliach to make a king in Arboye in certain things. So then, Shimon makes a kinyan. What kind of kinyan does Shimon make? It all depends. Or Yavitzel. It all depends. What kind of kinyan? Or Chazokin. Or Keseh. Whatever kinyan the Shliach does. But by merely appointing someone as a Shliach, you cannot acquire title in Chivetz. I mean, it would be ridiculous. Ruvein, if let's say, if Ruvein wants to be king in certain Chivetz, we'll appoint Shimon as a Shliach. And then Shimon will go to sleep. So Ruvein will acquire title in Chivetz just because he appointed Shimon as a Shliach. If Ruvein appointed Shimon as a Shliach, and then Shimon makes a king Rakboye, king Chazoke, king Keser, any kinyan, kinyan suda, whatever kinyan he makes. So then we say, Shmuel Shlomo Kamenitsi, the Maisa kinyan that was done by Shimon is Misyaches to Rome, is attributed to Rome. But just appointing someone as a Shliach without the Maisa kinyan, done by the Shliach. So it's not child of Kenyan. So we have to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, one of Dola says, Chotza Mishim Shlichas Yisraboi. Chotza Mishim Shlichas Yisraboi. And Rishvoki says, That is Mishim Shlichas Yisraboi, the Pasuk, Kimotzi Yom Yadmei. So Mishloki says in Bovitzie, that's with Tamshikas. So if let's say a certain behemoth walks into the chotzer of a certain person, and that person is bikavone, wants to acquire title in that behemoth, he knows it belongs to somebody else, that's the behemoth. So it's game. So according to Mishlokish, it's based upon shlichas. The chotzer of the person of the bala chotzer is the shliach of the chotzer. So how is it? So it is bala chotzer. What kinyan does the chotzer do? Does the chotzer do any kinyan? Why? The chotzer makes a kinyan koye. The chotzer makes a kinyan mishiche. What kind of a kinyan does the chotzer do? He's magbia. So how do we understand that? Chotzer mishim shlichas. Matone, if Rube throws, let's say, a chivetz into Shimon's chotzea, even though Shimon doesn't stand there in the chotzea, Shimon is gay. Why Zoch Modesh Adonai? So the chotzea becomes the shliach of the bala chotzea. It becomes the shliach. Fine. So, did he make a kinyan in the chayimetz? No. So if we say, mitam yad is chavoye, so it's a kinyan yad. But if we say, it's a shliach is chavoye, what kind of a kinyan in it? So we have to say, there is no other explanation. That even if we say chotzer mishim shlichas yisraboi, so what kinyan is done in the chotzer, in the chivetz? Yad. So then why do we say so again it's mishim yad yisraboi? The answer is the mandorim who says chotzer mishim yad yisraboi, so the chotzer becomes directly the yad of the bala chotzer without recourse to the medium of shlichas. And the mandorim who says chotzer mishim shlichas yisraboi, mishlokeish. So the chotzer doesn't become directly the yad of the bala chotzer, but through the medium of shliches, he becomes the yad of the bala chotzer. Where do we see such a thing? In shliach mitavo, where do we see such a thing? Let's say the bala has to give the get to the ish. So you appoint someone as a shliach l'roche. So the shliach l'roche acts on behalf of the bala. So he does the mice and sinai on behalf of the man. That's the regard to Shulach Lochem. But what's the role of the woman? So, as far as the sin is concerned, or according to the Ktzeis, there is only one aspect in the Kabbalah by Yisha. Just the aspect of being the Kabbalah. That's completely passive. We said not like the Ktzeis. But the Ktzeis says it's certainly true. So there are two requirements in Kabbalah Saket by Nisha. First of all, it has to be handed over into the Yad of Nisha, and then she has to be saved. So as far as this is concerned, you can say that also involves the Maisa. The Maisa is saying it. But as far as the Messiah aspect is concerned, according to the Ktzeis, that's the only aspect that is involved in Geirashim. As far as the Messiah aspect is concerned, so the woman has a completely passive role. So what is shayach? What does it mean? The isha appoints the shliach as a shliach kabbalah to accept the get. What does the shliach do? What does the isha do? Just to accept it. According things, there is no mice over there. Just to accept it. So when they get is handed over into the hand of the Shnei, so it is just as if it had been handed over into the hand of Nishi. What does it mean? So what does this Aroch of Shnei has implied? That you can appoint someone as a Shliach so that his yad becomes her yad. And if you ever witness the Sidur of the Get, so you know that the one, the Rob, is Misad of the Get, so he says to the Shliach Milochet, the Baal says to the Shliach Milochet, הרי אני מנוס אויסחו משליח שתהיות חוקי יודי פי חוקי פי גוף חוקי גופי. So even by שליח ולוחי הוא עושה את זה. But by שליח וקבולה, that's the whole thing of שליח וקבולה. Because in so far as the קבולה of the get is concerned, in so far as the Nisida aspect of the get is concerned, according to the Ksais, there's the only aspect. So you will say, not that it says. All right, so there's another aspect. But that aspect is certainly a very important aspect, and that requires shliches. So what's the chalizdin shliches of shliach l'kaboreh? That he appoints the shliach l'kaboreh so that the shliach l'kaboreh's yad is the yad of Ishi. So there is such a shliches. So melele, that's the aloche. Let's see, chotzer mishum shliches l'kaboreh. Just as there is the aloche of shliches l'kaboreh. And the effect of that shlichas the kabbalah is that the yad of the isha becomes the yad of the baal. So the mele, there is also a loche that the chotzer becomes the shlichas. He becomes the yad of the baal. So through the medium of shlichas, the chotzer becomes a yad of the baal chotzer. Once the chotzer is a yad of the baal chotzer. Then what kinyan is realized? Kinyan yad. So even if we say chotzer mishum shliches is chavoyeh, the kinyan is what? Is yad. But if we say chotzer mishum yad is chavoyeh, it becomes a yad directly without recourse to the medium of shliches. If we say chotzer mishum shliches is chavoyeh, it becomes a yad, the bala chotzer, through the medium of shliches. And then the kinyan is a kinyan of yad. The kinyan of yad. So Reb Chaim says as follows. When can we say, the Gemara says, Chotzer Mishum Yad is Chavoyeh Mishum Shifas. Gabi Matone Mishum, so it's not Mishum Shifas. By Get is a Chayif, so there is no Shifas. So this is effective only Gabi those Alochas that are based upon a Yalfuse of Dumyadion, like Smuch. So by Get, that Chotzer is only Mishum Yad is Chavoyeh, and Yad is Mishmuch Allah, so Chotzer also has to be Mishmuch Allah. So the Mele, if it's not the Midiyodo, so the Chotzer doesn't become directly a Yad of the Baal Chotzer. But, by Matone, since it's his Chutz, so even though he cannot become directly a Yad of the Baal Chotzer, because in order to become directly, without recourse to the meaning of shliches, in order to become directly a yad of bala chotzer, it has to be the middle. But why? And it's not the middle of chatzira, so it's not the middle. But he can become a yad of the bala chotzer by matone to the meaning of shliches. So then it doesn't have to be the middle. So if a matone, even if it's not the middle of chatzira, the chotzer becomes through the medium of shliches, it becomes the yad of the bala chotzer. But by get, we couldn't apply the medium of shliches. So in other words, she cannot even guess if she's not in the medium of shliches. But in Mishtabel, we see from the Rishayim that even by yad itself, he's not king. Rishayim, or she's not in the Rishayim at that moment, because it's not Mishtabel. So it's not the aloche that in Mishtabel is not doing the order, so in it doesn't become yad. You cannot say that the Yad itself of the Isha does not become a Yad when it's like Mishnah. The Yad is also a Yad, or even when the Isha is asleep, and still she cannot be Kenyan. So where the Aloha is in the Kenyan Yad, not that it's not in the Yad, but that there is no Kenyan Yad, you cannot say it's Kenyan Mishlichas. How will you say it's Kenyan Mishlichas? That you should be Kenyan Mitam Mishlichas. So even if it's Kenyan Mitam Mishlichas, so the Kenyan is Yad, but if it's not Mishtamel, So there's no teaching out in Riyadh itself. So when can we apply the halacha with Riyadh Mishnah?